Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 179. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode with your guy, with me, Dude Bro Guy, Case. And I've got a really cool episode for you today. I think I've cooked up something just really simple, really helpful, but simple. I always try to keep things simple. But real quick, before I hop into it, thank you so much for all the support I've received over the past episode that I just released. I titled that one, I'm Here to Slay. You can go back and listen to it if you want, but it featured the tunes of my Swedish friends, JRL, Lamar, Jonathan, and Tony. Really great music. You should check it out, but very up my alley. And it was really fun to put together that episode, which is kind of a mindfulness and music episode. And honestly, the feedback has been incredible. Like, I started creating those music and mindfulness episodes for me because, you know, I love music. I love groovy house music, progressive house, deep house music. I love it. And I thought it would just be cool to combine that passion with my passion for mindfulness. And you all are just like, you're not only so incredibly supportive, but you get it. You get what happens. You get the state of flow that you can get in when you combine perspective with the power of music, you know, music that makes you feel and makes you vulnerable and makes you energized. And, you know, it's really cool to see how well you get what happens when you combine music and mindfulness. So I'm really thankful for that. Give that episode a listen if you haven't already. I titled it, I'm Here to Slay. So give it a listen. Great for like a run or a workout or just kind of like a walking meditation or just something more upbeat. But definitely check it out. And I've got a bunch more really cool, really exciting artist collaborations in the works. And I plan on releasing these maybe once or twice a month. But well, of course, we'll always be staying true to these kind of spoken episodes that I do. So onto this episode, it's a good one. It's a simple one. I want to talk about another mantra that I live by. And you might be like, oh, Case, literally, dude, you just did an episode on a mantra. Like, we get it, dude. Mantras are cool. We get it. But I say, hear me out real quick, because I think mantras are really essential to growing. Like mantras, like repeatable phrases that succinctly reflect a worldview or something that you're pushing yourself to do. You know, just a phrase, just a reminder. It's a mantra. You know, it's the equivalent of a tattoo that represents something important to you, that is personal, that is always there for reference. You know, that kind of defines you or reflects something that's important to you or a value that's important to you. You know, mantras. And of course, I say it all the time, like a broken record, that I'm a simple dude, like real simple, if you know me. I have some depth, don't get me wrong, but like, you know, I was a big nerd in school, a bit strange at my core. Simple dude. I like house music. I like lifting weights and meditating. those things, right? But most of all, I love pushing myself to grow into a better man each day. And mantras have played a big role in pushing myself to keep growing and keep growing and keep growing. You know, repeatable phrases that I turn to in times where I feel too comfortable or I feel lost or confused or I just, you know, don't know what to do. Mantras. Because here's how I see it. Life isn't simple enough to always make the right decisions. Life isn't that easy. It's not left or right, up or down. It's not that easy. I'm sure you'd agree that, you know, it's tough to always make the right decisions in life. Like I'd say, show of hands, who has fucked up recently? I think all of our hands are up. You know, how many times recently have you considered doing something but, you know, ended up procrastinating? Or how many times recently have you chosen to be comfortable instead of pushing yourself like you know you should be? You know, how many times have you, you know, felt lost, you know, knew you were capable of more, but instead you just decided to do the same thing over and over and over again and just hoped things would change for you, right? We all do these things. That's life, because life isn't simple. It isn't black and white. It's not simple enough to know what to do, to know when to do it, to know when to stop, to know when to start. Life isn't simple enough to always know like what's worth fighting for and what isn't, what's worth chasing, what's worth quitting, like and so on and so forth, right? That's life for you, right? That's the blessing and curse of life. That's what offers life some spice, a little kick, you know? It's why you should just enjoy the ride. But while you do, like if you're like me, I want to grow. And I want at least a little bit of guidance on how I can be a better dude, on how I can be happier, more driven, have better relationships, make more money, you know, and just love being alive. So long story short, within this context of life being tough and ambiguous and not knowing what to do, I think mantras are really, really helpful. Simple phrases, short phrases that you can turn to that just make you think. In moments where you know you could be making a better decision or making a different decision, where you know you could be pushing yourself to do something for you, and then you do it because, you know, and you do it because you have this mantra pushing you to consider doing what's right for you, for your growth, for your drive, for what you want to accomplish and who you want to be. Those are mantras, simple phrases that make you think. You know, they don't tell you what to do, but rather they just make you consider, think. And then hopefully make a more driven decision. You know, that's the power of a mantra. And so in the past, over the course of 178 plus episodes, I've given you a bunch of Case Kenny spicy originals, you know, spicy mantras. Last episode, I did the one, I'm here to slay. You know, I'm not going to give up. I'm here to slay. I've done other ones in the past. I had one that was, I just called it Nah Bigger, just to think bigger. That was like an OG one. I did one more recently, Better Over Bitter. That was a good one. Another one was When in Doubt, Be Extra. So you can go back and listen to those episodes if you want. Those are the actual titles for those. But you know, I've got another one for you here that personally has been really effective for me as a dude who's gone through, you know, a lot of transitions in his 20s, you know, a couple of jobs, a bunch of relationships, a lot of life stages. Like it's been really helpful within that context. And it has nothing to do with age, but it's a mantra that says, I'm getting too old for this, you know, and then fill in the blank. I'm getting too old for this. And I'll tell you why I think this is so powerful and why it's less about literally being too old for something and more about being too driven, too positive, too caring, too loving to keep doing something. So I love this one personally. So strap in. I think if you hear what I have to say, you'll find yourself using it a lot because it's very effective. But to the title, Case, you know, what the heck is a Murtaugh list? What the heck is a Murtaugh? Murtaugh, what is that word? Well, I say, come on now. You haven't seen Lethal Weapon? Great. It's a great series of classic cop movies, Lethal Weapon, from like the late 80s, early 90s. You need to get on that. Definitely great movies. It's got Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. But you don't have to have seen the movies to get this reference here. So in the movies, there's this cop. He's like a homicide sergeant. His name is Roger Murtaugh. And he's got this catchphrase that he says all the time. And he says it in like moments where, you know, things are about to pop off. It's dangerous. It's frustrating. And he says this catchphrase because he just turned 50. And he's like remarking at how ridiculous it is that he's still doing all these crazy things at that age. Like when he's faced with like fighting bad dudes or a car chase or jumping off a building or whatever, he goes, I'm getting too old for this shit. That's what he says. Usually he turns to his partner, Riggs, and he goes, Riggs, I'm getting too old for this shit. And then he actually in turn proceeds to do it anyway, but that's beside the point. But the point is, this is where I'm getting this catchphrase. And in the movies, he has this sense that he's outgrown certain things. And so he says, you know, I'm getting too old for this. And I call that your Murtaugh list, and hence the title, what's on your Murtaugh list? What's on your list of things that you're too old for? And I don't mean like, oh, you know, I'm too old for late nights, or I'm too old for going out hard or watching cartoons or frosting my tips or going to Spencer's or PacSun or whatever. You know, I don't know. Can't think of anything else. But I mean, what are the things that you've outgrown as a person? Who are the people you've outgrown? What are the habits you've outgrown? That's it. Your Murtaugh list is a list of things that you've outgrown, you know, as a person who is doing better every year, every day, and who is growing and leveling up. What have you outgrown? And it's the idea that I think makes this mantra so powerful to say, I'm too old for this shit. You know, I'm too old to say, I'm too old for arguing about meaningless stuff with people whose opinions don't matter. I'm too old to be comparing myself and my life's path to other people, people on the internet, my siblings, my friends. I'm too old to care about old friends who don't care about me. I'm too old to take criticism personally. I'm too old to hold a grudge anymore. I'm too old to keep complaining about things that I can control. You know, I'm too old to keep blaming other people for my mistakes. And so on and so forth. Things like that. Because in my opinion, yeah, those are things that you are too old for. No matter how old you are too evolved for those things. You have too much perspective, too much respect for yourself, too much drive, too much optimism, too much kindness, too much hope to continue to involve yourself in those things and do those things and associate with those people, right? Like those are examples. If I had to sit down and create my Murtaugh list, those are examples of things that I am too old to continue to be doing. That's my Murtaugh list. And again, it's the idea that makes this powerful. To my point earlier about how powerful mantras are, because I can turn to that phrase, man, I'm getting too old for this, in times when I'm tempted to involve myself in drama, when I'm tempted to tear myself down because I see someone else killing it on Instagram or a podcast, when I find old latent fuckboy tendencies start to rise up, when I feel myself holding a grudge or being jealous, when I feel myself, you know, just giving into those old habits, I can say, nah, dude, I'm getting too old for this. I'm too old for this. I have too much respect for myself, for my journey, for my growth to be doing this. And then boom, hopefully from that perspective, from that moment of pause, I can make a better decision. That is like an example of how I use this mantra. And I really think it's powerful to have this in your back pocket and then like take it out in times when you need it. It's like pocket tots, you know, tater tots in your pocket. You never know when you might want a delicious snack. So throw some tots in the old pocket for a nice refreshing snack later on, you know, same idea. To have like a mindfulness mantra in your back pocket that you know is there and that you can reference, that you can say, ooh, deep breath. You know, right now I'm stressed. I'm feeling confused or lost or angry. I feel like giving up, you name it. And you can say, okay, step back. And you could say, me, you know, frustrated and feeling behind in life right now because I'm not where I want to be. Keep seeing friends or colleagues or people I follow on Instagram kill it. No, that's the old me. I'm too old for that. Or to be like, me, not being truthful in a relationship because I'm too scared to say what I really think. No, that's the old me. I'm too old for that. Or me, you know, letting someone treat me as a second priority, never texting me back, hitting me up at 3 a.m. No, that's the old me. I'm too old for that. Or me trying to fix everyone else's problems, ignoring my own. Hell no. That's the old me. I'm too old for that. Right? No, I'm too old because I have self-respect. I have drive. I have more vision than I used to have. I've grown up so much. No, I'm too old for that. That's it. Like, that's how I use this mantra. I think it's cool, right? It's refreshing. It kind of gives you perspective in the moment. And all it requires, I guess, is a little bit of self-awareness to be like, uh-oh, dude, I'm falling back into this habit. I'm starting to think this way. I'm starting to do these things. I'm starting to be comfortable. And boom, just pull this mantra out for a second and say, no, I'm getting too old for this. I'm getting too old for this. I'm getting too old for this. And I find personally that when I do this, I find that self-respect I know I have for myself, it kind of appears and it waves in my face and says, hey, Case, stop. I have too much self-respect to do this, right? I find that drive I know I have, but tend to sometimes put away in situations that might require me to fight a habit or really push myself. I find that kindness, that man of character I know I want to be. I find those things rise to the top because I'm too old to not respect my growth. And this mantra reminds me, of course, of how far I've come. Of the people, of the things, of the habits I've worked so hard to distance myself from. Because, you know, I know I'm capable of more. I know I deserve more. And that's the power of this mantra. And honestly, I don't have much more for you than that. You know, nothing earth-shattering here. It's really, really simple, I think. I don't think self-growth and mindfulness needs to be terribly complicated. It could be as simple as drawing a line in the sand and saying, I'm too old for this. And then trying to force yourself, push yourself to make a better decision for who you want to be, what you want to do. Do you feel me? Super simple, right? And I'd encourage you to just take a minute and think of this mantra. I'm getting too old for this. And then take another minute and think of like 4 to 5 things that are on your Murtaugh list. If you had to create a list of things that you are too old for, what are some of the things, habits, mindsets, people that you used to associate with, do, live by, that you've grown out of, but sometimes find yourself going back to? What are some of those things? You know, just name them and hold them in your mind and kind of make a little mental connection between those things, those people, those habits with this phrase. I'm getting too old for this. I'm getting too old for this. You know, you do this, and I think in moments moving forward where you find yourself tempted to fall back to old practices and old bullshit, old habits, bad people, you'll find yourself with renewed respect and a drive to keep moving forward and not give in to that temptation or that routine or that comfort. You know, and that's the power of this mantra. That's the power of having a Murtaugh list, if you want to call it that. And with this, I think in general, you'll find yourself making better decisions for you, pushing yourself to do more of what you know you're capable of doing and moving past what you've outgrown, the people you've outgrown, the circumstances you've outgrown, the emotions you've outgrown, you know, no longer going back to what's comfortable or expected. So this is a win-win, as I see it, no matter how you look at it. And I think having a mantra like this in your back pocket that says, I'm getting too old for this, really helpful. It's helpful to make you more self-aware, the things that you should stop doing, the things you should start doing, or somewhere in the middle. That's the power of it. Keep it simple, keep it in your back pocket, and I think it'll be really, really helpful for you as you continue to push yourself to grow. So that's it. I hope that was helpful. Really short episode. I'm getting too old for this. You know, I have too much respect for myself. I'm here to slay. You know, let's go. It's a mantra. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I'd love if you'd share it with a friend. Tell them to listen. Tell them to subscribe. The podcast is on every single platform. I do episodes twice a week. I really do appreciate it when you share the podcast. That's how the show grows. So thank you so much for spreading the word. Thank you so much for the 2,000 plus 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following. Thank you for everything you've ever done for me. It really does mean a lot. If you do have any show suggestions or topics you'd like me to address, you could always shoot me a DM on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.